Hey, hello, it's Tucker Trout with Wolf Gorlach. A few minutes riffing on IT and IT security. Today, looking at how to build an incident response program on a budget. Because, let's face it, we don't have any money, right? We don't have any money, we don't have any time, we don't have any gas. This is both the joy and the bane of running any security program. It's always on a budget. And once you get it working, you're going to be asked, what can you do with even less? That's the challenge, right? And yet you go into war, right, with the army you have, not the army you want. You go into an incident with the program you've built. So how do you build a program if you don't have much money? I'm looking at four things you can do that cost very little. Not free, not cheap, but very little. Number one, programs, right? Write a charter. Write your incident response policy, write your incident response procedures. Remember that the charter says big picture, here's what we'll do and why, and here's why it matters. The policy is the strategy. Here's our approach to different things. And the procedures are the tactics. Here's specifically what we're going to do. Now, don't get over complicated, don't get too fancy. Take one or two different scenarios, write a strategy for it. Take one or two different scenarios, write a procedure for it. Just start, have something, right? Have that plan in place so that you know what to do when the bad things happen. Now, it's not enough to have a plan in place to know what to do when the bad things happen, because we're all going to forget the plan, because, you know, human memory has a half-life of 6 weeks. It's going to be gone. So, two, put in place a discipline of doing security exercises. I prefer these to be quarterly in my programs. Every quarter, pull down a recent incident, pull down a recent event, do a threat model, build a security exercise on it, and then run that exercise with your team. And then update your programs, update your procedures, right? That's number two. Incidentally, shameless plug, I do trainings on these all the time, usually free. The next time I'm doing training is Circle City Con, if you want to know how to do number two part of this. All right, so that's number two. Number three, what happens when you're in over your head? What happens when you're out of your depth? You don't want at that time to try and figure out who to call and get in place paperwork. If you've ever tried to do anything with lawyers, it sucks. It takes forever. No offense to any of my friends who are lawyers who are watching this. You guys are very bloody fast. Everyone else sucks. It takes forever. So I recommend putting in place a retainer with one of the incident response firms. I'm not going to suggest anyone, but most of them out there will have what's called a no-cost retainer. And what that is they do scoping information, they give you tear sheets, they put in place all the paperwork, their legal people fight with your legal people, and together they figure out what the right contract is. That's what takes real long. NDAs, whole nine yards, MSAs, so if you need to call it, you can call it. So step one, policy and program. Step two, training your people up so they can handle as level one what happens. Step three, having in place people you can call with the bat signal to get out level two support, right? To get out the top guns to make sure things happen. Now, you're still going to have some residual risk. What if those people can't handle it? What if there's a business disruption? What if things go wrong? That's where you get step four, which is cybersecurity insurance. So having in place an insurance policy that maybe covers that step three, right? If that zero cost retainer, if he is running the mill, maybe your insurance covers it. But in combination, policies, procedures, threat modeling, security exercises, a IR firm on retainer, and insurance to cover residual risks. Those four things combined can be done probably about 10 to 15 days worth of your effort in a given year for a significantly less amount of cost than you're gonna be spending if you have to execute that DR. So there it is, that's my how-to, that's what I'm thinking. What steps did I miss? Do you argue with me? You should argue with me. Someone should. Hit me up on Twitter or in comments. Thanks so much.